You have to understand. Oh, man. I just thought of something else. We're backing up in the sermon just a little bit. Okay, remember those notes? I was looking at the notes. I couldn't believe this. I've been at this Bible college for a couple of years. I was getting towards nearing the end. And I remember I was shocked when I looked over at that notebook. And you know what it said? It said to start the church with just Sunday morning only. I was like, I thought I'm in an independent Baptist college. I thought this was fundamentalist. I thought this was, you know, supposed to be just on fire for God. You know, it was Hiles Anderson College. And I'm looking, I'm thinking like, what? Did I accidentally get out of the wrong side of the bed this morning and drive to the wrong college? This is what they're teaching? Start with Sunday morning only. I'm thinking to myself, you know what? If I were moving to a town, I've been to church all my life. I got saved when I was 6 years old. I grew up, you know, some people grew up just going on Sunday morning. You know, I grew up three times a week. This is what we did, you know, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. That's what we did. If I moved to a town and they had some church that just had Sunday morning only, I wouldn't even consider the church. I mean, it was just off my list. Sunday morning only, I'm wondering to myself, why? Why only Sunday morning? Well, they say, well, you know, these new believers, man, they're only going to want to come once a week, and you're going to have to cajole them and prod them and convince them to come more often. And he said, after a while, you know, you can institute Wednesday night. And then after months and months and months, institute Sunday night. You know what you're teaching people when you do that? You're teaching them that Sunday night and Wednesday night are not important. They're optional. So what kind of a dumb thing is this? You start a church with Sunday morning only, then you add Wednesday night, then you add Sunday night, and then a couple of years later you're going to get up and say, you need to be in church at all three services. Hey, you weren't even in church all three services, buddy. You didn't even provide all three services. Isn't that ridiculous? I don't understand where these people get this stuff. They get it from that class. I'm glad I didn't go to that class. They didn't get it from the Bible.